This is Steve Oberhauser, and we're here at Stoneman Studios for another in our series of podcasts. Today, talking with Justin Walker, Product Manager of Desktop Graphics Processing Units at NVIDIA. Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
So, it's been a busy month for NVIDIA. Tell me more about what NVIDIA launched.
It certainly has been a busy month. Over the past month, we've released five new graphics processors in the GeForce 8 series family. Now, all these processors share a common feature set, and each one supports DirectX 10, the NVIDIA Unified Architecture, the LumenX engine, and our Quantum Effects technology, and Pure Video HD. And today, we're announcing a brand new flagship product, the GeForce 8800 Ultra.
Awesome. Let's talk more about the GeForce 8800 Ultra GPU. Tell me more about it.
So the NVIDIA GeForce 8800 Ultra is going to unseat the GeForce 8800 GTX as the world's fastest and most powerful graphics processor. The Ultra delivers the ultimate in gaming performance with extreme core, shader, and memory clocks. And when you put it on, you put it in a system with an Enforce 680i SLI motherboard, you've got yourself the definitive gaming platform.
Let's talk more about the definitive gaming platform. I've been reading about it on NVIDIA.com. Can you explain a little bit more about what it is?
It is the ultimate gaming solution. It's a PC with the best components that will provide the best gaming experience possible. Today, that PC has in it an Enforce 680i motherboard, which is designed for maximum performance with features such as massive overclockability, SLI technology, and excessive front-side bus speeds. And it'll have a whole ton of features and tweaks that all the hardware enthusiasts love. Now, you combine with this the GeForce 8800 Ultra graphics card, the most powerful graphics processor in the world. And not only do you get one of those, but with NVIDIA SLI technology, you can stick two of the fastest graphics processors in the world into this PC, and you end up with a definitive gaming platform.
So, do you think we have a new 3D Mark world record on the horizon?
You can count on it.
How much do these new GPUs cost?
So the 8800 Ultra is going to go for around $829.
What if I can't afford that? Are there any other solutions?
Well, yeah, you got to understand, the 8800 Ultra is the best of the best. It's the fastest and most powerful processor out there. But in addition to that, we have a whole series of GeForce 8 series products, going all the way down to the $99 8500 GT. And, you know, all you really have to do is decide what fits your budget, and we'll have the card that has the best performance and the best features for that price.
So, if I buy products from OEMs like Dell, are they looking to add the GeForce 8800 Ultra to their high-end gaming systems?
Well, OEMs are bought into the concept of the definitive gaming platform, and they want to offer the best PC money can buy. And they know that that PC has to include dual GeForce 8800 Ultra graphics, running NVIDIA SLI, and an Enforce 680i motherboard. So the Dell XPS 710 H2C and the Alienware Area 51 7500 are two PCs that have already been announced that will include GeForce 8800 Ultras, and you can expect many more to follow.
In the last podcast, we spoke a lot about DirectX 10, and it seems NVIDIA is really pushing DirectX 10 as a key feature inside systems. Remind me again, what is DirectX 10?
So Microsoft DirectX 10 is the next generation application programming interface from Microsoft, and this comes with Microsoft Vista. It delivers unparalleled levels of graphics realism and film quality effects for games, and rendered all in real time on a GeForce 8 series DirectX 10 capable GPU. Now the key here is that you need a GPU to support DirectX 10 in order to get all the cool visual features. And that's why we support DirectX 10 and all our GeForce 8 series products.
Interesting. We know that GeForce 8 series GPUs are the first shipping DirectX 10 GPUs and that Microsoft used them to develop DirectX 10, but it's still a new technology. Do gamers really need it?
Well, the first thing to remember, Steve, is that the 8 series is not just about DirectX 10. They're also best in class and best in features with DirectX 9. Now, that being said, DirectX 10s are going to start hitting the market this year, and those games are going to have visual features and visual quality that you can only get if you have a GPU that supports DirectX 10. So if you want to see all the latest graphics and you want to really see the game the way the developer intended for you to see it, you're going to need a graphics card that can support DirectX 10.
Great. Let's say I'm into gaming, which I am, but I'm also into high-definition multimedia and entertainment. What does the GeForce 8800 Ultra do for high-definition video playback?
The 8800 Ultra has a dedicated video processing engine that allows people to experience high-resolution and visually rich high-definition video playback for both HD DVD and Blu-ray content.
If I'm interested in buying a high-end card and I'm looking at the differences between the GeForce 8800 GTX and the GeForce 8800 Ultra, what are those differences?
So the 8800 GTX, as you may remember, was our previous high-end flagship product, came with 128 stream processors and a 384-bit interface. Now, the 8800 Ultra shares the same number of streaming processors and the same 384-bit interface. However, in the last 6 months, we've had some time to revise our silicon and refine our manufacturing process, and this has allowed us to increase the clock speeds from the 8800 GTX. Now, not only have we increased the core and we've increased the memory clock, but those 128 streaming processors that really do a lot of the heavy lifting in the intense graphic calculations, we've turbocharged those up to 1.5 gigahertz. So it's really going to deliver a lot of gaming horsepower.
This card sounds great. When can a consumer go and buy the Ultra?
You can expect to see the 8800 Ultra available worldwide on May 15th.
Great. And if I'm interested in getting more information on this product, where can I go?
You can always visit NVIDIA.com for the latest information on all GeForce products.
Well, Justin Walker, product manager for desktop GPUs, thanks a lot for being on the podcast today.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure being here.